You're listening to Voices from the 2008 Membership Conference at the ACLU. I'm Matt Dellinger. And with me right now is Janet Caldero, a custodian for the New York City Board of Education. She and several other custodians are part of an employee discrimination lawsuit against the Board of Education. At stake are their seniority, their benefits, and their jobs. Welcome, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
Now, tell me, you live in Queens.
Yes, I do.
And when you started working at PS 199 in Queens, when were you hired, and what were things like there at the time?
Well, I was hired back in 92 as a provisional, and I bounced. I was in about 15 schools prior to 199. I was in 199 temporarily.
Okay.
For 2 months at the beginning of my career. And then when I was appointed permanent in 1997 from a civil service test, I went back to 199, and I was there for about 7 years.
What does that mean, you were provisional?
I was hired as, I guess it's like a temp.
Mm-hmm.
I had all of the benefits as a city employee, but I had no civil service title. So I was unable to transfer from school to school to school. I was placed in schools. I wasn't given the opportunity to cover additional schools, which would have brought in additional salary for me. And I could have lost my job at any time. I mean, there is a civil service list, and custodians are hired off of that list. So if they were calling, they could have let me go at any time.
And were the provisional employees one type of person and the permanent employees another type of person, generally speaking?
At the time when I was hired, they were hiring minority provisionals because the Justice Department was starting this lawsuit that the city was not hiring minorities for that position.
Minorities and women.
They had just started it with minorities. Women were not included because the percentage of women that took the test did well on the test. But several of us women had fought that because we felt we were a minority in the system because there were only, you know, four or five women custodians at that time.
And did you get a hard time from the men working there?
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about that. What was there?
Well, you know, the sneers, you never took a test, which was not true. You know, they felt that a woman couldn't do the job.
What does a custodian do? You're basically...
Well, basically, we are in charge of an entire school building,
right,
from cleaning it to maintaining the heat, the ventilation, air conditioning, you know, everything to do, you know, with a building. You know, making sure, you know, overseeing contractors, the cleaning staff. We hire a cleaning staff that cleans the building and maintains it.
And why did they think a woman couldn't do that?
I don't know.
I guess you're not the person to ask.
They just felt, a woman couldn't do that job. You know, they didn't feel we had the schooling. In order to sit and take the civil service test, you had to, there were certain criteria. You had to work a certain amount of years doing cleaning. You had to have cleaning experience. You had to have experience supervising a staff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them felt that we didn't have that. And that was part of the reason why. And a lot of the... See, I did take the civil service test. There are a lot of women that have taken the tests,
mm-hmm,
since, because once we were hired as a provisional...
We have birds in here. I don't know if you can hear them on the podcast or not.
I hope they stay up there.
They're pigeons. They don't hurt
anybody.
Okay. We feel like we're back in New York. Oh, boy.
Okay. Sit up there.
Okay. Now, so what happened was the Justice Department eventually did bring suit. And
yes,
you were awarded your permanent employment and benefits and things like
well,
that.
Well, at the time, I was already appointed permanent. I had gotten called off of the civil service exam. And when I was hired as a provisional, I had already taken a civil service test, which I had passed, and I was on the list, but I was very high number on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I had never gotten called. So I retook the test again. I became a provisional. I retook the test again. And while all of the lawsuit was going on, I did get called off of that list.
Okay. But the lawsuit went forward and...
Yes. And a lot of the women did get seniority from it. A lot of them were appointed off of the list before that. So,
but then the men decided that this was reverse discrimination?
Yes.
Why did what was their argument?
Their argument was that we didn't take a civil service test like they did, or that we didn't pay our dues like they did. We didn't work at the bottom. We didn't work in boiler rooms, which they really, they don't know. They're just assuming.
Yeah.
In order to take the civil service test, you had to do all that. So,
And then I understand that the Justice Department lost interest in...
Yeah, they, like, totally dropped us. That was a bombshell.
Do you have any idea why?
No.
So when the men countersued or they appealed?
Right. I didn't know anything. I got a phone call from an attorney at the ACLU, mm-hmm. and I didn't believe her.
So she told you. You didn't know
until... She told me. I had no idea, and she had called me, and I didn't believe her. It took me about a day before she finally convinced me, because I worked very closely with the attorneys from the Justice Department, giving them a lot of the information that they had needed to file the suit, explaining the job, what, you know, we were entitled to and everything. Never in a million years would have thought that the Justice Department would just drop us like that.
And the ACLU has just won its appeal.
They defended the suit on our behalf. There are still a couple of people on that suit that did not win, and they're appealing it.
I see. Now, meanwhile, you're working at the school still.
Oh, yes. We all are.
You're all still working in your
all
jobs?
All still working.
Does that take courage? I mean, is it a hard place to work because of this ongoing lawsuit?
No.
Not
for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I mean, I do what I have to do. I do my job. That's what I'm there for. You know, we're each individually in charge of our own building. So in that building, you know, basically everything is okay. There are a lot of outside custodians that just don't want to have anything to do with the women. And you know who those are.
Yeah.
You know, so you stay away from them.
So we've just witnessed a historic primary campaign where Hillary Clinton... you know, made a very strong run for the Democratic nomination. And here she is breaking barriers and making people realize that a woman can be president. And you're having trouble convincing people that a woman can be a custodian. How does that make you feel? Watching the national politics unfold and...
I think it's great. I think it's great that women are custodians. And I don't let the men bother me.
So, she doesn't either.
Right. So I guess I'm just like her. You know, I move forward and I do my job. That's what I'm there for, and I can handle it.
Do you feel that there's still a lot of sexism in the world? Or
I think there'll always be sexism in the world.
Always?
Always. I do. I think that's going to be a hard thing to break.
Even after there's a woman president?
Even after there's a woman president. Yes, because there's a lot more female custodians now, and that hasn't changed either. So I think, yes, after there's a woman president.
So seeing you do the job, seeing you do it well, seeing you perform all the duties that you're supposed to, doesn't convince them?
It doesn't, no. I don't believe it does.
Janet Caldero, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Voices from the 2008 ACLU Membership Conference. You can hear more of these conversations at the website aclu.org, and you can subscribe to the podcast feed through the iTunes Music Store. Just search for ACLU. This is Matt Dellinger.